The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
Education has a face, and it's not just the face of the young person in your community. It's the face of everyone in the Commonwealth. It's the face of all the people who you see every day. So it really becomes a cycle that when you don't put money in, you don't get good things out.
That was Majestic Lane, Senior Executive Assistant to State Senator Jim Furlow of the 38th District.
Hi, this is Alicia Starkey.
And I'm Autumn Vogel. In early March 2011, Governor Tom Corbett released his first budget. The budget, passed June 30th, cut $900 million for 2011-2012. This cut equates to an approximated $550 million loss for K-12 public education.
Majestic Lane went on to explain why this budget was passed.
Governance is a part of what you get, and what you get is based on the priorities of those in power and those in charge. So when you look at the state budget that was passed, you can reasonably say it was a reflection of the priorities of those who are in charge.
These cuts will obviously reduce Pennsylvania's state spending, but not without heavily impacting the quality of education provided by PA's public schools. We spoke with Michelle Figlar, Executive Director of the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, about the way these cuts may impact young students in regards to their K-12 education.
The way children are successful in K-12 is by having a strong foundation. We are really taking huge risks for having children be prepared in school and then having children do well in school. So unfortunately, these cuts are huge because it decreases opportunities for our most vulnerable children and families to be successful in K-12 and in life.
She went on to explain how such a drastic cut in education funding will impact students further into the future.
If families don't have access to quality programs, children aren't going to go to school ready to learn. They're not going to enter kindergarten with the skills they need, and there's going to be more school failure. And when kids fail in school, they fail in life.
These educational budget cuts will not only affect students, but will heavily impact the future of our state as well.
It's going to impact job readiness. It's going to impact our economy. These cuts will have long-term effect.
Majestic Lane agreed.
You have to invest in our future. So investing in schools, making schools a priority, making successful schools and creative schools a priority is imperative in order for our state to continue to succeed.
As citizens of Pennsylvania, it is us who will be affected by severe education budget cuts. However, it is also us who can make changes.
What we need to do as citizens is to really realize every budget decision, even though it's talked about as one fiscal year in Pennsylvania, every budget year has long-term effects and that each number represents a child. So put aside the spreadsheet and think about children when you're making decisions as a voter.
This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
and was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowments Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowments is available at heinz.org.